We're some 6 weeks out from tax day, and Philadelphia is spending around $1 million on a campaign to get more low-income residents to sign up for the Earned Income Tax Credit. WHYY's Katie Culinari reports the credit is considered one of the country's most effective anti-poverty programs.
Maybe you've noticed the posters on the subway with the mom, dad, and two cute kids. Or maybe you've heard the ads on Pandora.
Hey, Philadelphians. You may be eligible for a federal Earned Income Tax Credit refund up to $6,000.
They're part of the city's push to get more residents to sign up for the credit, which is different from a deduction. The EITC is designed to give low-income workers back more from the IRS than they paid in income taxes. So a family of five earning less than $54,000 a year could get more than $6,000 back. Elizabeth Kneebone with the Brookings Institution says the EITC helps lift millions of Americans out of poverty every year.
Because it's a refundable credit, meaning that workers can receive whatever's left over after offsetting tax liability in their refund, that extra income helps boost families above the poverty line.
And because it only goes to working people, it's one policy both Republicans and Democrats like. In Philadelphia, about 200,000 residents are eligible for the EITC, but last year, 20% of them didn't apply. City Revenue Commissioner Frank Breslin says those people left a combined $100 million on the table.
The numbers kind of just jumped out at us, and we thought this is something that we should really engage in.
Breslin says the city convened focus groups to find out why so many people weren't applying for the EITC. A lot of people had never heard of it or couldn't afford good tax preparation services. People like Roslyn Sanders from Southwest Philadelphia.
I thought it was just for certain people, like if they had children. That's what I figured it was for. Yes. I never thought we were eligible for it.
Last year, Sanders and her husband got their taxes prepared for free by a local community organization and found out they did qualify for the EITC. 1 week later, Sanders says they got a check in the mail for more than $3,000.
I felt so good. I came back and brought these guys pizza. I did, just the whole staff, because I really appreciate what they had done.
In addition to four boxes of pizza, Sanders says she used the money to pay her car loan and other bills that were a little behind. This year, two nonprofits are being paid to provide free tax preparation services in locations across Philadelphia, the suburbs, and South Jersey. Michelle Arthur runs one of the free tax sites in North Philly. She says so far, the campaign seems to be bringing in more people who are eager to find out if they qualify for the EITC. But Arthur has noticed that while families with children are getting thousands of dollars back, people without kids are only getting a few hundred dollars at most.
We shouldn't be penalized for being single. You know, it's our choice if we don't have children or if we don't get married. You know, our bills don't change. We still pay the same mortgages. We still pay the same car notes. And it's just not fair.
Change could be on the horizon. Both President Obama and House Speaker Paul Ryan have proposed expanding the tax credit for childless workers. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.